Hola, it is Fabi here, and let's talk about a pattern that I'm seeing almost every single established expert kind of struggling with. They're getting a referral, they're having an amazing conversation with that person, and the person enrolls in a really easy way. Then they post on LinkedIn for 6 months, they're getting maybe hundreds of likes, dozens of comments, people saying, this is so valuable and I love this. Zero clients. And they're thinking, what am I doing wrong? My content is good. Like, people are engaging. So why aren't people actually buying? The problem is that referrals are working because of depth. We'll get into this in a second. But marketing doesn't work because it's built for speed. And that's creating a ceiling that's hard for you to scale from because referrals can only take you so far. There are only so many people in your network, only so many warm introductions, only so much word of mouth. And if you want to scale beyond referrals, you need marketing that actually converts. But here's what people aren't actually telling you. The way that most marketing is taught right now is really all about making it designed for views, not clients. And if you're somebody who is an established expert, you're a coach, you're a consultant, and you have a premium offer, you've built real expertise, and you know your work is really powerful, you've probably experienced this, right? Like, your referrals become your best clients. They're coming in pre-sold. They trust you immediately. They invest without hesitation. But your marketing, it's like maybe getting attention, but not conversion. These people are consuming your content, but they're just scrolling along, right? They're not stopping. They're not leaning in. They're not taking action. And because of that, you've hit this revenue ceiling because, again, referrals can only take you so far, and your marketing isn't filling that gap. So why this is happening is exactly what we're going to be talking about today, because the real reason that your referrals convert and your marketing doesn't comes down to one very simple difference. Referrals arrive with context. Marketing is trying to create that context in 3 seconds. And in today's content consumption culture, where people are just scrolling and scrolling and that's it, depth, it's not coming through. But the entire marketing industry is built on speed, faster hooks, quicker retention, more reach. And none of that builds the relationship that actually leads to clients. So the reason why referrals work so well is that when somebody refers you, they're not just saying, talk to this person. They're transferring trust. They're providing context. They're pre-selling your value. Before they even have a conversation with you, they already believe that you're credible, right? Because somebody that they trust is vouching for you and the work that you do, that you can help them because you've already helped somebody like them, if they were a client, for example, that they should invest because they made it clear that you're worth it. So you don't have to build that trust. It's literally already there. That's why these referral conversations end up being so easy. You're not convincing them. You're basically just confirming. But the reason why that this creates a ceiling is that your network is finite. Even if you're really well connected, there are only so many people that can refer you. And even if it isn't, if you have a lot of referrals coming in, you can't control the volume or timing of that, right? So some months you're getting 3 referrals and then other months you're getting 0. And it's very easy to build, or very hard to build. And it's very hard for you to build a scalable business because of that. Because referrals can give you revenue, but not control. But then marketing isn't working because we're living in a world of content consumers, people who move through your content fast. They're scrolling, they're liking, they're saving, and then they just keep on scrolling. And they think, sure, this is great, this is insightful, but they're not stopping and they're not paying attention. And they're definitely not paying because basically the entire content ecosystem is designed for speed, not depth. Like, think about the difference between fast food and a fine dining experience. Fast food is optimized for speed, quick service, in and out, grab it and go. Nobody's building a relationship with you in there. You're just hungry and you want something now. Fine dining is different. You made a reservation. You sit down for 2 hours. The chef is explaining the menu. You build a relationship with your server. You're experiencing depth. That's the difference between content consumption and client conversion. And most marketing works like fast food. Hooks, fast retention, get the view and move on. But clients don't come from that fast consumption. They are coming from depth. Content consumption culture rewards speed, but client conversion requires depth. So here's what's happening. Most experts are really optimizing for the wrong metrics. They're chasing more views, higher reach, better engagement rates, viral posts, virality. These are all vanity metrics, which look impressive, but they don't convert because they're designed for consumption at the end of the day. Like, a post that's getting 10,000 views and 0 clients didn't work. A post that's getting 100 views and gets 1 $15,000 client well, then that won't work. But most marketing advice tells you to optimize for the 10,000 views. It's like, think about different ways of experiencing a museum, for example. Like, experience number one, there's free admission day, thousands of people pouring through. They're taking selfies, they're checking boxes, they're moving quickly from one exhibit to the other. We saw the museum, they consumed it, but they didn't experience it. They're not buying anything. They're not coming back. They're not telling their friends, you have to go to this museum. Whereas experience two, let's say it's a small curator-led tour, higher investment, intimate group. The curator is sharing stories behind each piece. They're showing you different things, and it creates an experience that you can't get anywhere else. So these are people who end up becoming members of that museum. They come back, they tell everybody about it. That's the difference between content design for reach and content design for relationships. Vanity metrics measure consumption. Conversion metrics measure relationship. But what actually works, and why most people aren't doing it, is that you need something that I call the power buyer pathway. It's not scattered content, hoping that somebody raises their hand. It's a strategic system that takes your audience on a journey from awareness to investment patiently and deliberately, building depth along the way. It's like the difference between speed dating and building an actual relationship. You're taking the time to build that relationship with your audience instead of just like, let me get views or let me get saves or let me get people here and let me use these clickbaity hooks to get people to watch. Instead, we're taking the time. We're building relationships with somebody. Like, you're meeting them, you're having conversations, you're sharing depth in your content, you're revealing your expertise, you're letting them see that your way of doing things is different. And that is where commitment becomes a little bit more natural. And so for me, that's what the power buyer pathway does. It's about creating marketing that's built for that. Because for me, marketing that's built for speed is like asking for a marriage on the first date. And we don't want that. We want to make sure that we're taking our time to build the relationship with people. And what that means to me is having systems, having processes in place that allow that to happen naturally without rushing the process. And I get it. I get it. We all want clients in 24 hours. I understand that. But I also feel like the world has changed. And because of AI and because of a lot of automation and everything, people are more skeptical right now, especially when we're talking about power buyers. They're more skeptical. And so you're trying to skip through everything and just get to the conversion. And because of that, your entire process becomes transactional when what you want to do is really build that trust, build that context, just like when referrals come in, build that context that allows people to actually convert, to actually become clients, bringing that depth. And that trust that translates into your marketing and into your systems. This is, for me, the biggest reason why your referrals convert, but your marketing doesn't. If you're building marketing that is just built on more views and more signups for your webinar or for whatever it is, and you're optimizing your language, your communication, your content, your marketing systems, your strategies, the tactics, what that's going to do is just optimize for more. You're giving yourself a little pat in the back and saying, look how many people I got to sign up for my thing, or how many views that I got for this. But you're not really optimizing for sales, not for conversions, and not for the relationships that are ultimately going to become your true best case study clients and the type of people who will refer you others and who will bring you more growth in a very natural way. So if right now you're experiencing some of the things that we talked about, you're getting referrals and those convert easy, but your marketing doesn't translate into sales, go ahead and click below the description in this podcast or this episode and book a free 15-minute brand message assessment with me at brandmessagesession.com, and where I will look at your messaging, your content, your marketing, see how you're communicating to be able to help you make sure that your marketing is actually built for conversions, not just for views. So we can have that conversation below. Make sure that you follow me and you subscribe at Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify. You follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini, and let me know the comments below. Are your referrals converting and your marketing isn't necessarily? Let me know below. I will see you next episode.